In Prompt Genius communities, users are moving beyond simply asking for better outputs. They are focusing on making the AI predict its own failures first. One popular prompt structure involves instructing the model to forecast its top five failure modes before it even begins a task. This self-critique step is proving more valuable than just the final output itself. Another specialized trend involves feeding large, unstructured datasets, like complex market sellout figures from sources such as Circana or Nielsen, directly into LLMs. The challenge here isn't generating text, but keeping the AI from hallucinating critical numerical insights while extracting clean patterns on pricing and competition. When discussing specific models like DeepSeek, the overall consensus is that it performs very well in agentic loop environments, making it a strong contender against major competitors for coding tasks. However, there's a consistent caution. Users must guide it with extreme precision. If you give it a high-level plan, it might either skip steps or take shortcuts that leave bugs and unfinished sections in the code. The general advice is to break complex projects into smaller parts, create an explicit plan, and then iterate through those plan steps one by one for best results. Moving over to video generation. This week's major focus has been on physical accuracy. In r/Kling AI videos, users are sharing highly technical tests of motion reference, specifically tracking complex choreography or delicate physics like hand-through-hair movements. The trend is moving toward multi-stage workflows. Rather than generating one full clip, experts are recommending stitching together several smaller stages. For instance, generating the character loading an arrow, then using the final frame from that segment as the first frame for the next part of the motion cycle. This methodical approach allows creators to achieve smoother, more intentional physical looping, and highly complex sequences. In similar lines, video platforms like Higgsfield are seeing deep comparisons between their various models, with users testing specific benchmarks like how well different versions handle audio reference synchronization during dance movements. Finally, a pragmatic warning came from the marketing automation sector. As the cost of data tracking and analytics becomes overwhelming, users need to be extremely disciplined about their tech stack. The advice is clear. Before paying for another specialized tool, map out exactly what data you are currently using daily and ensure that any new platform can genuinely consolidate your efforts without unnecessarily increasing monthly expenses.